Crowds were in the streets that day when Jesus came to town. All the synagogue was there and more for miles around. So I asked him home to dinner just to see what I could see of this famous local prophet from here in Galilee. I don't know just how that woman got into the room, but you couldn't miss her gaudy clothes and her strong and sweet perfume. She went straight to Jesus' feet, stopped and stood right there, and then cried and wet his feet with tears and dried them with her hair. Now of all the women in my town, none were so well known for the flagrant sin she lived in and the wickedness she'd sown. But he didn't move to stop her. It seemed this prophet couldn't tell that the woman who was touching him was the kind they buy and sell. And I had no idea just what this Jesus planned to do when he said, "Simon, there's something I need to say to you." So I said, "Teacher, if it's on your mind, then tell me what you will." But as he began to speak to me, the room grew quickly still. He said, "Take a good look at this woman. In spite of all her fears, she's kissed me and anointed me, washed my feet with tears. She's honored me, and you've been only rude to me instead. You gave no kiss of greeting, no anointing for my head. And her sins were red as scarlet, but now they're washed away. The love and faith she's shown is all the price she has to pay. For the depth of God's forgiveness, well, it's more than you can see. And in spite of what you think of her, she's beautiful to me. My anger flamed to hatred. I wanted nothing more than to take this prophet by the throat and throw him out the door. Act like God forgiving sin, then to talk like that to me, this itinerant from Nazareth in backwards Galilee. But instead I sat and trembled, shaken to the core. The woman still was weeping as she knelt there on the floor. Jesus turned to her and said, "Your chains have been released. Your faith has saved you from your sins. Rise, walk in peace. Your sins were red as scarlet, but now they're washed away. The love and faith you've shown is all the price you have to pay. For the depth of God's forgiveness, it's deeper than the sea. And in spite of all these Pharisees, you're beautiful to me. Your sins were red as scarlet, but now they're washed away. And the love and faith you've shown is all the price you have to pay. For the depth of God's forgiveness, it's deeper than the sea. And no matter what the world may think,